Welcome to the 5-Minute History Podcast from 5minutehistory.com, where we take a historical look at things in about 5 minutes. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. This is episode 67, The History of Gambling. The history of gambling is as old as human civilization itself, a pastime that has fascinated and entertained people for thousands of years. From simple dice games in ancient societies to the glittering casinos of modern cities, gambling has evolved alongside humanity, reflecting cultural, social, and technological changes throughout history. Gambling likely began with humanity's earliest attempts to predict outcomes and assign meaning to chance. Evidence suggests that as early as 3000 BCE, people in Mesopotamia were using six-sided dice carved from animal bones to play games. These early dice were not just tools of entertainment, but were also used in divination and spiritual rituals as people sought to interpret the will of the gods through random outcomes. The Egyptians, too, were known to gamble, and archaeological discoveries include board games and betting implements from their ancient civilization. The Chinese played a significant role in the history of gambling, introducing games of chance that would influence the world for centuries. As early as 2300 BCE, Chinese records mention rudimentary forms of gambling, and by the Han Dynasty, lotteries were being organized to fund state projects. Keno, a precursor to modern lottery games, was believed to have been used to help finance the construction of the Great Wall of China. The concept of using games of chance to raise funds quickly spread to other parts of the world, demonstrating gambling's utility as well as its appeal. The Greeks and Romans, famed for their contributions to art, philosophy, and politics, were also enthusiastic gamblers. Ancient Greek soldiers reportedly tossed dice to determine their share of war spoils, while Romans played betting games with objects such as knucklebones and primitive dice. Despite its popularity, gambling in Rome was tightly regulated, with heavy fines imposed on those who gambled outside the prescribed occasions, such as the Saturnalia festival. The Romans also introduced the concept of playing for tokens, which could later be exchanged for money, a practice that bears a striking resemblance to modern gambling chips. In medieval Europe, gambling was both a popular pastime and a source of controversy. Card games, thought to have originated in China or India, made their way to Europe via the Silk Road and became immensely popular by the 14th century. Decks of cards were often elaborately designed, reflecting the social and cultural values of the time. However, the rise of gambling also drew the ire of religious authorities, who viewed it as sinful and a distraction from spiritual pursuits. Laws were enacted to curb gambling, but enforcement was inconsistent, and the allure of games of chance continued to thrive. The establishment of gambling houses in the Renaissance period marked a significant turning point in the history of gambling. In 1638, the first legal gambling house, the Ridotto, was opened in Venice, Italy, under government supervision. The Ridotto provided a controlled environment where people could gamble on card games and other activities, setting the stage for the development of modern casinos. These establishments became centers of social activity, drawing in nobles, merchants, and adventurers alike. The expansion of European empires during the 17th and 18th centuries brought gambling to new corners of the globe. In colonial America, gambling was initially viewed with suspicion by Puritan settlers, but it gained acceptance as the colonies grew. Lotteries were particularly popular, often used to fund public projects such as schools, bridges, and churches. Horse racing also emerged as a prominent form of gambling, particularly in the southern colonies, where it became a symbol of status and competition among the wealthy elite. The 19th century saw the Industrial Revolution transform gambling yet again. Advances in technology made gambling more accessible, while the growth of cities created new venues for gaming. The invention of the slot machine in the late 19th century revolutionized gambling, introducing an automated and highly addictive form of betting. Slot machines, first known as one-armed bandits, became a staple of casinos and amusement arcades, offering a quick and easy way to wager small amounts of money. The 20th century witnessed the legalization and regulation of gambling on an unprecedented scale. Las Vegas, Nevada, became synonymous with gambling following the legalization of casinos in the state in 1931. The city's rise as a gambling mecca was fueled by investments in lavish casinos, entertainment venues, and hotels, drawing millions of visitors each year. Meanwhile, Atlantic City in New Jersey also emerged as a gambling hub in the eastern United States, following similar legalization efforts. Around the same time, state-run lotteries gained popularity as a means of raising public funds, with governments capitalizing on the enduring appeal of games of chance. These lotteries, often tied to education or infrastructure projects, legitimized gambling in many regions and offered a way for governments to control and benefit from an activity that had long been difficult to suppress. The advent of the internet in the late 20th century revolutionized gambling once more, giving rise to online casinos and sports betting platforms. Online gambling allowed people to place bets from the comfort of their homes, bypassing traditional venues altogether. This new form of gambling also raised challenges, including concerns about addiction, underage participation, and the potential for fraud. In response, many countries introduced regulations to monitor and control online gambling, ensuring player safety and fair play. Today, gambling remains a global industry worth billions, with a vast array of games and formats available to players. From traditional lotteries and casino games to esports betting and cryptocurrency gambling, the landscape of gaming continues to evolve. However, the debates surrounding gambling have not subsided. Critics point to the social and economic harms caused by problem gambling, while proponents argue that responsible gambling provides entertainment and generates revenue for governments and communities. The history of gambling is a story of human ingenuity, risk-taking, and the enduring appeal of chance. It reflects the complexities of human behavior, combining hope, excitement, and the desire for reward with the potential for loss and addiction. As gambling continues to evolve in the digital age, it remains an activity that unites people across cultures and generations, a testament to the enduring allure of taking a chance. Thanks for listening to the 5-Minute History podcast from 5minutehistory.com. If you enjoy the show and would like to support us, please leave us a review wherever you get your podcasts. And don't forget to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. If you would like to support us more directly, then please consider buying us a coffee. Head on over to 5minutehistory.com/coffee to see how. You may also be interested in our other 5-Minute podcasts, which you can find at 5minuteproductions.com. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time.